This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Sophia Salaby. Today we are celebrating Juneteenth. The holiday commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. The first formal celebration of Juneteenth in Lansing was in 1993. Marilyn Plummer is now the chairperson of Lansing's Juneteenth Committee. She joins me now. Hi, Marilyn.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
So, in-person Juneteenth celebrations have been canceled this year due to the pandemic. I know you're sharing a public service announcement about the holiday online instead. Can you tell me about that?
Absolutely, absolutely. We just, after 27, this is our 27th year of the Lansing Juneteenth commemorative celebration, and we felt that a celebration in light of and during this pandemic still should be heard, and so we felt that a public awareness message would be helpful to share with those who would not know what Juneteenth is or represents. And hopefully, in light of this pandemic, that we can still reach a broad audience to share with the public at large that the Juneteenth Celebration Committee exists to make sure that the Lansing area and region know about the celebration of Juneteenth, especially here in Lansing.
And your sister actually helped organize the first Juneteenth celebration in Lansing. What do you think has changed in those 27 years since the first gathering?
Well, there's been a lot of change and there's been slow progression of information and news. We state of Michigan, city of Lansing, was not aware of Juneteenth, celebrated wholeheartedly in the South, originating from Texas, but certainly a national celebration of sorts. And our challenge was to share with people what we were celebrating about. So the very first celebration was small. It was quaint. It was held at our local church, Mass Memorial, CME Church, which we were all members of, and hosted the very first celebration. It was an evening service, so it was a few hours on a Sunday after service. I want to say that particular year, it may have even been like Father's Day.
And you were part of the effort to pass legislation in Michigan declaring Juneteenth as a state holiday about 15 years ago. Can you speak to the growing recognition of the holiday, especially in recent years?
Absolutely. So it was our pleasure, my pleasure, especially to go before the legislature with legislation that had been introduced in the Senate that Juneteenth be a state of Michigan holiday. And that was certainly a local effort, an effort on behalf of our members of the legislature of the state of Michigan, and we certainly had some input from the national organization NOJF, which stands for the National Juneteenth Observance Foundation, to spearhead the groundwork that led to the Michigan legislation, which we're now actually hoping and advocating for working towards a national Juneteenth Day of Celebration.
Certainly, Juneteenth as a holiday has been celebrated by communities for years, but I feel like it's really only becoming part of the national consciousness in recent years. Why do you think that is?
I think it has a lot to do with our social awareness or concerns and issues of social justice, and it's really opened the eyes and the vision of people to recognize that Black history is all history. It's in part of the inclusive history of the United States, but yet over the years, we've only been told about it in bits and pieces as part of a story, part of an exclusive part of history, and separated and segregated. So I think as we talk about Juneteenth today, it's becoming more mainstream. It's recognizing, you know, certainly our history of our country, but today it represents a lot. Certainly social justice issues, fairness issues, and that's something that we can all embrace regardless of, you know, what race, creed, culture. Everybody wants to be respected and feel a part, you know, of our community, our nation, and be represented, you know, as a full person, to be recognized and what we, you know, say definitely is meaningful, and you know, being respectful of what we say and how it affects others that we live with or unite with or in our livelihood as a community.
Marilyn Plummer is the chairperson for Lansing's Juneteenth Committee. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Much appreciated to share.
This is WKAR.